This is World Religions Explained. I am your host, Kyle Cottle. Thank you for joining me today.
Today, we are going to talk about Christianity. Christianity began in the first century. It is an offshoot of Judaism that became a major world religion in and of itself. Christians believe in a Godhead or a Trinity. This means that they believe in a Father God, His Son, and a Holy Spirit. Most Christians these days believe that they are all one God with different titles. Some Christians believe they are separate. Either way, Christians are considered a monotheistic religion. This God is very loving towards us because we are considered His children. He created a way through His own pain and suffering to allow us all eternal peace and happiness. This was through coming to earth as a man named Jesus and suffering pain and death, so that we could be made clean and be brought to His presence. Nothing unclean can enter His presence, so He had to create a way to make us clean. Christians use the Bible as their scripture. The Bible consists of the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you listen to my podcast on Judaism, you will remember that the Old Testament is basically equivalent to the Hebrew Bible. Jews believe the Old Testament to be scripture, but not the New Testament. The Old Testament covers the beginning of the world up until around 400 BC. The New Testament starts around when Jesus is born and consists of writings that were written around 7 to 80 years after that. The New Testament has four accounts of the life of Jesus. And then it is filled with mainly letters to people and churches to help them navigate the newly founded Christianity and how to live it correctly. Many traditional Christians believe that the Bible contains no flaw. Now, scholars would far and away disagree with that, but within Christianity, many believe that it is a perfect book. Now, some background is, since Christianity is a branch of Judaism, they believe that a Messiah would come and save them from their oppression. Romans were the major world powerhouse at the time Jesus was born. According to tradition, he was born in the year 1 AD, but according to scholarship, it was probably more like 4 to 6 BC. Either way, the Jews in Jerusalem were under Roman control. Many people over the years had come and claimed to be the Messiah. Jesus coming and claiming the same thing was nothing out of the ordinary. One issue is that Jesus didn't claim that he was going to save them from their physical oppressors, but that he could bring them salvation and help them live a happier life while under this oppression. This is not what many Jews wanted. They were hoping for somebody to lift them out of their physical oppression from the Romans. Despite not doing what many people thought he was going to do, he started developing a large following because he was able to perform wonderful miracles. According to the Bible, he was able to make food appear out of nothing, change the chemical properties of drinks, and heal major ailments that there are no other cure for. With this, he also went against many of the Jewish sects at the time and called out their hypocrisy and ignored many of their laws. And this was important because Jesus himself was a Jew. Jesus gave new laws, which may not have been as demanding physically, but much more demanding spiritually. For example, the Sabbath day, which was Saturday at the time, was to be consecrated and set apart to God. There are various Jewish laws that prohibited most activities on the Sabbath. Jesus disregarded many of these laws, like picking corn from a field and eating it, but instead taught to follow the Sabbath in a more pure sense in your heart. He also taught to go above and beyond normal moral standards, saying not only should you avoid hurting someone who wronged you, but that you should help and love them. Although people followed Jesus because of his miracles, he lost many followers because of the difficulty of his doctrine. Jesus was getting too prominent. and was getting too many followers that Jewish religious leaders were afraid that he was not only going to take away from their followers, but that his attitude towards everything would get the attention of the Romans. This would be a problem because the Romans had the power to hurt and to destroy Judaism. The Jewish leaders eventually sent Jesus to Romans, claiming that he was trying to overthrow the government. He was eventually convicted and sentenced to death by being nailed to a cross and left to die. This wasn't an unusual punishment at the time. Like much of religious history, there is some physical evidence, but much of it is tradition and speculation. Unfortunately, there isn't a ton of physical evidence of the existence of Jesus. After the death of Jesus, a man named Peter became known as a prominent leader in Christianity. This is because he seemed to be one of Jesus' senior apostles, or followers. If you know any background of Christianity, you understand that Jesus called 12 apostles, or disciples, or followers. These were not just his normal followers, but they were special, and he called them to go preach. Now, Peter, he was in charge of things after the death of Jesus, such as calling new leaders. He was in charge of punishments, and he called other people to go preach. He himself went out to preach about Jesus. Through him, Christianity spread to more than just the Jewish community. He received revelation from God that they could start preaching to the Gentiles, or, in other words, the non-Jews. Remember, Judaism only taught and preached to other Jews. Christianity became more inclusive. It was an inclusive religion which was not common at the time at all. Because of this, many of those who felt on the outside could now join the religion. It was a great tool to bring in more followers. Another prominent figure in Christianity is a contemporary of Peter, whose name was Paul. Paul, who was once named Saul before his conversion to Christianity, was once an enemy to Christians and was a prominent Jewish leader. He had a hand in many Christian deaths. He eventually had a vision where he heard the voice of Jesus and decided to convert and preach about Jesus until his death. He was very into preaching to the Gentiles and spreading his message throughout Europe and parts of Asia. Christians were a persecuted group for a few hundred years after the death of Jesus. The Romans especially hated them because they still believed in the old pagan gods and thought that the Christians were ruining society. Fortunately for the Christians, the Emperor Constantine converted to Christianity in the year 312 AD. What was once a small persecuted group became a prominent world religion because Roman citizens followed suit. Because of this, in 325 AD, Christian leaders got together to create a uniform set of beliefs and what is known as the Nicene Creed. Before this, Christians were all over the place in their beliefs. The Nicene Creed tried to unify them. To explain again, Christians believed in one main God. This God is separated into three distinct entities, which are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Most Christians believe they are one God and call it the Holy Trinity. Some Christians believe that these are three distinct gods, the Father being the main God, the Son being Jesus, and the Holy Spirit being an entity which pushes you to follow God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is what we call a conscience. Christianity is cemented in Jesus' death on the cross. He came to earth to save all the world from sin. Because the original two people on earth, which were named Adam and Eve, sinned against God, them along with all their children became unclean. And because they were the first people on earth, all living people who have ever lived are their descendants, therefore unclean. Jesus had to come down to earth to die for us so that we could be made clean again. Being clean allows us to live with God, because no unclean thing can be in his presence. It isn't clear how his sacrifice cleanses sins of the world, but the belief is that what he did had some sort of cleansing power. Christianity does have commandments that one must follow in order to remain clean. What can combat that is repentance. Through the death of Jesus, we can now all repent. This means that we pray to God and ask for forgiveness. Asking isn't the only requirement. One must be sincere in the repentance and really feel sorry. The majority of Christians believe that we are saved by our hearts being in the right place rather than doing the right things. Doing the right things are important, but being perfect is an impossibility, even though Christians are commanded to be perfect. It isn't about always doing the right things, but overcoming sin through sincere repentance. The Bible is generally where Christians get all their information from. Many Christians look to others for interpretations of its contents, while some believe that they can receive the correct interpretation without the help of a religious leader. Because the Bible is their main source of information, many believe that it is perfect. They believe that God would not leave us with one book that was imperfect. This means that all of life's answers must be contained in it. The reader must search it to find the answers, though. In a general sense, Christians believe in being kind to one another and actively fighting against evil. This is why, as some people say, why Christians seem hateful on certain political rights, whereas things like gay rights and abortion, they go against this being kind, but they also are supposed to actively fight against evil. So it would seem that Christians' first and foremost responsibility is to fight against evil. This is why Christians are very big into preaching. They are a very active religion when it comes to trying to convert others to their way of thinking. This is because Jesus came to earth to save all people, and Christians don't want his suffering to go to waste through people not accepting him. Knowing and accepting Jesus is the only way to get into heaven, and heaven is the ultimate goal because it's where we can find everlasting peace and happiness, being with God. If we don't accept Jesus, we will go to hell or maybe another place where you are punished or at least not happy. Christians are trying to help others avoid this everlasting suffering and gain everlasting happiness. Thank you for listening again to this podcast. And I hope you learned something new about Christianity. Most people listening, especially if you're from America or even most parts in Europe, I'm sure you are very well acquainted with Christianity. But even if you are a Christian, many don't know all the history or the background. So again, I hope you learned something. And I hope you keep listening as we go through more religions. And again, if you have any questions, my email is coddlekyle@gmail.com. The link to my email will be in the comments below. Email me and I can create more podcasts to answer specific questions. Thank you, and I will hopefully hear about you next time.